BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Heather. I'm 20. And I'm from Salisbury. You might not know this, but my granddad invented Radiohead. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
Hello, Scott here, and here is Monday, the 8th of October's free download. On it, 24 years at the tap end. It's a political special today. It's like a cross between The Thick of It and The Inbetweeners. Also, Darcy Buss, or Yar, off Strictly Yar. Says it quite a lot, Yar. Me embarrassing myself with One Direction at the Teen Awards. More on our James Bond themes for Skyfall. And did Heather, our show introducer's granddad, really invent Radiohead?
BBC Radio 1.
Theme tune!
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Are you doing, like, on the news?
Yeah, I'm just rustling my papers.
Are you doing that thing where they... What is that when they do that at the end? Just to get all their scripts, like, in one...
For me, it just feels like I'm getting ready for work. I'm getting... You know what I mean? I'm prepared. Everything's in order. And I'm about to deliver.
So where are we at?
I'm going to take you to the 18th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
I am keen.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
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 School trips are something I really miss from my childhood. They were usually a bit regimental, generally involved poor lunches, but were always a highlight and made better by the fact they were way better than a normal day at school.
Were you even thinking about your lunch at this stage of your life?
Lunch has always been very important to me, Scott.
It seems so.
I suppose now I'm technically an adult. I can go on school trips any time. But it's not the same not having a teacher to keep telling me off. And it would look weird if I turned up at the Natural History Museum in a school uniform. This was to be my final school trip. And the rules were slightly more relaxed as I was now in the sixth form. I was studying politics for one of my A-levels, and Mr. G.W. Anker had arranged for us to go on a tour of the Houses of Parliament in London.
This is one of your teachers.
He is, yeah.
We were discussing last week, there's no need for the G.W.
I know.
Just a simple Mr. Anker would have been fine.
He's a really, really, really nice bloke. Proper cool teacher at school. Compared to other school trips, I was quite looking forward to this one. I quite enjoyed studying politics. It was one of my A-levels that I was actually all right at. I don't really side with one particular party, but wouldn't say no to becoming the Prime Minister. A couple of months previous, I'd also had a run-in with a politician called George Galloway, who labelled me an ignorant pig.
What? How did you have a run-in with him? I never knew this.
Yeah. I don't think I've told you this story. So he did a lecture at our school. We used to have a thing called the Friday lecture where all the sixth formers had to attend and they'd get a guest speaker. So one week it was Graham Taylor, who was like this, you know, used to be Watford manager, Watford legend. And one week it was George Galloway.
Right.
Who's quite a famous politician.
Yes.
You know, very outspoken bloke. But I ended up in an argument with him and it finished with him calling me an ignorant pig. It was a high point of my A-level studies. That was the moment, in fact, as I watched him storm out, that I realised I had a huge potential in politics. Admittedly, I later realised that I had been ignorant in the questions I was asking him in the lecture he was giving, having accidentally mixed him up with someone else. I was under the understanding that he was leader of the BNP, a political party almost entirely the opposite of his own.
No, he's the one off Big Brother.
Yeah. Well, yes, he was off Big Brother shall I be the cat?
Yes, shall I be the cat? Had that happened by this point?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because I remember watching Big Brother thinking, who's the ignorant pig now?
So you thought he was Nick Griffin off of the BNP?
Yeah, admittedly, my handle on politics by then wasn't particularly
good. I thought
you
said you were good at it.
Well, I thought I had the sort of shoots of talent. But I ended up in an argument with him, a very in-depth argument about the the BNP and stuff like that, and then accused him outright of being the leader of the BNP. Which couldn't have gone worse. And he called me an ignorant pig.
Well, you would.
Which technically, well, I suppose he was correct. But all the same, it all kicked off. Being in the sick form, we were allowed the responsibility of travelling into London on our own. As long as we were all on time to meet just outside the Houses of Parliament at a designated time. As expected, security at the Houses of Parliament was tight. However, we all got through and were led into the massive hall. It was an incredible place. Everything was very grand. In the corner of the room, a news team were doing some kind of report. But we resisted the urge to go over and try and get on TV.
No, you're the kind of person that would absolutely do that, though.
Always. Always. And whenever
Let's go and wave behind the bloke who's live on Sky News.
Definitely. I mean, it's your chance to be on TV, isn't it? And yes, I am that kind of person.
You really
are. Goes and does it. Definitely. As long as it's the right news story.
Sure.
In fact, as far as school trips went, it was all very sensible. We sat in on a session in Parliament, which was good. Basically watched a load of MPs shouting at each other. But before too long, it was lunch. This is what I've been looking forward to. And me and a few of the lads got ourselves into a pub just down the road. We had an hour and a half before we had to go back to meet our teacher and carry on with the tour of the Houses of Parliament. As we were sitting there, a reasonably attractive girl walked past and said hello to my friend Paul. By a lucky coincidence, he seemed to know this girl, who was with a group of girls that happened to have done a trip to nearby Downing Street, and two of them in particular stood out. I could see where this was heading. A group of political boys and a group of political girls were going to turn into a fight for the fittest. It was literally going to be a feeding frenzy. I mean, what are the chances of that? That there was us, you know, a group of political sick form boys, and then in the same pub, a group of political sick form girls who'd just been down at Downing Street.
Probably quite high near Downing Street.
Well, I suppose actually it's a political area, isn't it? Is there such a thing as a political area?
It's quite a political around
there's
there.
There's a lot of politics around there.
A lot of politics. In one bit.
So it was ideal. Exactly what we wanted from lunch.
And you say this was literally going to be a feeding frenzy.
Yes, well, that's how I saw it playing out, because...
Literally?
Literally, because...
Literally?
Yeah.
A feeding frenzy.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Well, apart from it's lunchtime, that's not literally.
It was lunchtime, so yes, technically it was a feeding frenzy, wasn't it? We were very keen. The priorities of lunch changed. This was no longer about food, and it certainly wasn't about getting back to Parliament. It was important that we showed these girls a good time. We had just about enough money between us to buy in some drinks instead of food, a sacrifice that we deemed vital to keep these girls interested. I've generally never been very good at going and talking to girls. However, for some reason, on this outing, things seemed to be going well with one particular girl. She was laughing and having a good time. Her mate was really liking my mate, and all signs pointed towards us being the ones that might get a number. Things were going so well, in fact, the other lads on the trip decided to head back to avoid getting in trouble. They knew they were out of it.
Right.
Because there were only...
only two spaces.
Well, out of that group of girls, I don't mean to sound rude, there was two standout politicians
girls
in that.
Right.
We were happy to risk it for this, though. I finished my next pint and went downstairs to the toilet. My mate was in there, and it seemed like a good excuse to regroup. We were hyped, and as we walked up the stairs, we gave each other a small pat on the back as reassurance. We reached the top of the stairs and looked at our table in front of us. They had gone. No one was there. No bags or anything. I looked left and right around the bar. I couldn't believe it. They had left us. They'd gone. They had done a runner. We were quiet for a second or two, and then it dawned on me. We had been used. It was no different to lessons learnt from the underage phone party in Watford, except this time we were over 18 and had paid even more for booze rather than soft drinks.
Well, so they had your drinks and then they were off?
Yeah, that's what they did. They were crafty. Yeah. But then they were politicians.
Exactly.
You know?
You should have known what you were getting yourself
shouldn't
into
have trusted
there.
Them. We should never have both left them. We made it too easy for them.
Right, you stay here in case they leave.
We cut our losses and sprinted back to the afternoon session of Parliament, taking our seats demoralised and disappointed. Our teacher didn't shout at us. We sat on the other side of the viewing gallery, a clever move, but I knew that there would be words later. It was about 20 minutes later, the effects of no food and too much drink started to take hold. I suddenly became really hot and stressed at having to be there. I tried to close my eyes, but I couldn't drown out the noise of the MP's boring voices. I don't think the sprint to Parliament had helped. And then I felt it coming.
Oh no.
There was no stopping it.
Not in the Houses of Parliament.
I tried to cover with a hand, which made things worse. And with a horrible sinking feeling, I threw up over the window of the viewing gallery.
No!
I saw people below look up at me. I stood there, apologising as guards tried to move people away. Other people scrambled to clear the gallery, and then it got worse. I looked up, and right next to two of the guys that left the pub earlier were the group of girls from the other school.
Oh, you're joking me.
They looked disgusted. I waved. They didn't wave back. It was one of the lowest points of my time at sixth form. Lessons learned. Don't ever leave girls on their own in a pub. Eat your lunch. And if you're ever going to be sick, avoid covering your mouth, especially in Parliament. I sometimes wonder if that was the moment I became unqualified to become Prime Minister.
Right there.
All of it came together and it was horrible.
And then you're sick, and then you see the girl that you really fancied earlier on has just seen you.
Yeah. It was the shame of her watching me be sick and also knowing that a few, like 20 minutes earlier, she'd just run off. It couldn't have been worse.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
More on Wednesday at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Made a huge error yesterday at the Teen Awards. It was all going so well, and then they put me on stage. Never do that. It's so exciting, though. Like, when you ever again get to go on the stage at Wembley...
Crazy.
Who gets to do that? I was just bewildered by the whole thing. The noise was so loud, and the lights, when I got on stage, were like, whoa. Anyway, so I was presenting the award for Best British Single yesterday, which, like two other awards did, went to One Direction. They won three. So it was Lauren and Joey.
Yeah.
That's bad, because I don't know their actual names. I just know them as them.
Oh, yeah,
I
but that's
just know
always
them
the...
as Lauren and Joey from
EastEnders.
Yeah,
well, that's always going to happen with soaps, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you just call them Phil and Grant, don't you?
Jacqueline Josser.
That's it, and the man that plays...
And Joey Branning.
Joey, yeah. Joey Branning, yeah. Anyway, so they're really lovely, and we're on stage, and Lauren opens the envelope and goes, One Direction! One Direction bowl onto stage. Obviously, it's their second award of the evening. They're really excited. I've got the award in my hand. I hand it to Styles, and then I forget that, because I've seen it on TV, but I've never actually done it myself. When you're handing out an award to somebody, when they're doing their speech saying thank you very much, you're supposed to stand back a little bit.
Yeah, it's not about you at that
it's
point.
Not about you.
You've done your bit.
But I didn't know what... And I'd never done this before. I was just completely rabbit in headlights by the whole thing. So, Stars has got his award. I hug all the other members of One Direction and go, well, well done. And then, for about, I would say, 30 seconds, I'm standing in line with the band. I look behind me and I notice that Lauren and Joey have done the decent thing. They've obviously done this before, that you're supposed to do at award ceremonies when you're just presenting the award, and get the hell out of the way and get to the back of the stage. I'm stood next to Styles for about 30 seconds going, yay! Awkward.
So what, did you do a speech then on behalf of One Direction?
No,
or?
But I just wasn't standing in the right place.
Like, I mean, that's really awkward.
Thanks very much for the award.
Yeah.
Really awkward.
You've got to learn when it's about you.
Well, it wasn't that. I just didn't know where to stand. I've not done this kind of thing before. I've seen it on TV. Mm. I was panicking. There were lights. It was really hot. There was like thousands of screaming kids. I'm sorry if I spoiled your enjoyment of One Direction winning Best British Single yesterday by standing in their way.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's Greg James at 4 today with more live music from the Teen Awards. And he's got Ollie Murs on. Lovely, Ollie Murs. Is Flo Rida on as well? No, just Murs. Greg just said, sadly not. That's after 5. Real or No Real coming up. But first, did anyone see Strictly over the weekend? Is this not your new favourite?
Do you know what? I saw a bit of it. I really like it. I don't know if I should feel weird about that. I don't know why I should feel weird about that, actually. I really like it.
So, there's a lady on there called Darcy Bustle. That's a proper showbiz name, isn't it? Darcy Bustle.
Now, who is she?
Now, I think she's a dancer, or used to be. She's one of the judges on Strictly. And she has a thing, a word that she says a lot. And if you've not noticed it before, it is now all you will hear every time you watch Strictly.
What does she do, though? Like, what's she been famous for?
Dancing.
You see, for some reason in my head, I think she was on that one, The Vicar of Dibley.
I don't think she...
And I don't know why I think this.
I think you're confusing her with Dawn French.
No, I'm not confusing her with Dawn French. I'm sure I'm not. For some reason, I think she's been on... Like, I don't know what she does as her day job or anything, right. But I'm sure she's been on The Vicar of Dibley.
I've just imaged her. It's definitely not The Vicar of Dibley. Also, I'm not sure I've ever seen her before. I thought she was, like, about 70, and she's not. She's got a name off of the olden days, isn't it? Darcy Bustle. It's like Arlene Phillips. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Names that you don't really have anymore. Anyway, no, she's not as old as I thought. Okay, Darcy Bustle. She says, yeah, quite a lot, yeah? Have you not noticed it before, yeah?
I've not noticed it.
Oh, it was on a lot at the weekend, yeah? So this is from this weekend's episodes of Strictly Come Dancing. How many times did Darcy Bustle say, yeah?
I'm going to say 25, yeah.
What do you think, listeners, yeah?
Does it have to be bang on?
Text me, yeah, 81199. Next time you watch Strictly, like I said, this is the only thing you will notice now every time Bustle speaks.
Oh, what's occurring?
So here she is, yeah, from this weekend's Strictly episodes.
You can use that to your ability, yeah?
One.
Make it help you, yeah?
Two.
This feeling of pulling your shoulder blades down.
Yeah?
Yeah? And then your posture, then it will be so much easier, yeah? But pull them down, yeah? Don't get stiff on us, yeah? And then you'll be fine, yeah? I can see you're really finding travel balancing with such high heels, yeah? And then you'll be able to feel the ground more, yeah? Pow, 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 yeah? You mustn't use this, yeah? So it must come from your core, yeah? Dance is about creating an illusion, yeah? And you did that, and that will help with your posture, yeah, and this position, yeah?
Yeah.
I made that 15, yeah.
It was 15, yeah. So if you said 15 yards, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people have been on to me saying, where can I see the new Skyfall trailer? You know, for the new James Bond film? It's out in a couple of weeks. Not the official trailer, obviously, because you can see that everywhere. You'd have to look far for that, all over the internet. They're talking about the one most people want to see, my trailer, which we made last week, the kind of unofficial Skyfall.
You enjoyed making that, didn't you?
I did, actually.
I really did channel Bond.
A slight insight in what it's like to be Daniel Craig right now. Now, we had a little competition amongst ourselves last week. We each tried to make a theme tune for Skyfall. And we were asking you which one you like the best. Which would be the best? Would it be mine and Becky's? Would it be yours, Chris? Would it be Def off of Early Breakfast, or would it be Adele's? Now, most people would think Adele's would be pretty much the most popular. Not so. I mean, she may be number one on the official chart, maybe next week. But at the moment, yours came out as best.
Weirdly.
Yeah, I mean, not that many people said Adele. They said yours was better. So, I mean, here is the official one by Adele. Very traditional. Classic Bond theme. We will stand tall and face it all. Together at the sky. Ah, pussy galore.
And then there was Dev's one. Does sound a bit like Trifle. That's what a lot of people were saying.
Yeah.
Not Skyfall.
He did spend a lot of time making this as well.
Yeah, no disrespect to Dev. He spent ages doing this.
Clever.
What?
I mean, it's really good.
Very contemporary.
But, like, very professionally
it's
done.
Very now. And then there was the one that me and Becky made together. Long-awaited collaboration.
That's my favourite.
The two greats. Check the lyrics on this baby.
Gold fingers. I'm the man with the thunderballs. But don't go in.
007. You're the man who sends me to 007.
But don't go in. Score with pussy galore.
You can speak fluent Spanish, senor.
Si. I am undercover.
Under my covers. If you're bad, he'll get rid of you.
I may have chlamydia.
I give him an eyeful.
And I make you skyfall.
And you sing like Sean Paul.
I've forgotten how good that was.
I don't sound anything like Sean Paul.
I know, but it rhymes.
I know. That's what we worked
Genius.
Out too.
What? We were there ages going, what rhymes with that?
I know, Sean Paul. Right, we'll just end it with Sean Paul then. And then there was yours, Chris, which got a lot of reaction. Once again, not traditionally Bond-sounding.
Skyfall, Freefall, Baton Ball, Know It All, Booty Call, Jerry Hall, Cannonball.
Skyfall!
Chinese Wall, Sod All, City Hall, Concert Hall, Fatsas Mall, Montreal, Senegal.
Skyfall!
Shopping Mall, Apostle Paul, Abdominal Wall, Pub Crawl, Uni Hall, Front Crawl, RuPaul.
Skyfall!
Now, good news, everyone. If you go to the Radio 1 Facebook, you can see our actual trailer that we made. I mean, there's no Daniel Craig, for legal reasons. I am Bond. Just try and imagine that. I know it's actually quite hard to imagine, but once you've seen the trailer, you'll be like, yes, now I can get it. I understand that he might be able to be the next James Bond.
It's incredible, because what you do is you copy some of the scene. Well, we shouldn't say copy. You imitate.
It's my own work, actually.
Yes, in your own very special style, some of the really good scenes from the actual trailer.
Yeah.
Like, there's this great one of you running down the road.
Yes.
And but you do
Sharp,
it.
Sharp, it's black and white.
Yeah. And there's some great action scenes with me and you. I play a number of villains.
The one from the back of the van is good.
Yes, your stunt.
Yeah. I did all my own stunts in this. And also, there are a couple of really good fight scenes.
Yes, there are.
Which were done in the corridor here at Radio 1. And you'll see how glamorous our corridor is. But really, really true to life, I think.
It's an incredible trailer, so I think everyone needs to. You can find it on, like, the BBC Radio 1 YouTube.
Yeah.
We've put a link to my one up on the BBC Radio 1 Facebook.
Okay, so, yeah, go to Facebook, Radio 1, type that in. Also, look out for the fight between Bond and the man in the sombrero, because he batters him.
Mm. I've still got the bruises, you know. That really hurt.
It was like when you do. It's like when you do play fighting at school, and then someone gets hurt. It's like,
but,
oh,
but that's what happened. It started with a play fight and ended up
Yeah, we went for it.
Yeah.
When the cameras are rolling, darling, you've got to, haven't you? So our unofficial Bond trailer now on the Radio 1 Facebook.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today's show introducer.
You might not know this, but my granddad invented Radiohead.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
So where are you at the moment?
I'm at university.
Where's that?
Westminster.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's near where I live.
It's a pretty cool area. I do like it.
So, your granddad invented Radiohead.
He taught them how to teach all their instruments and stuff and, like, put the band together and, like, encourage them when they were in school.
How did this occur?
Well, he was the head of music at Abingdon Boys' School, where they all went. My dad and all of my uncles are, like, really good friends with them because they went to school together.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So your granddad was like, you boys in class, you should become a band. And you'll have lots of hit singles, and then you'll go a bit weird.
They're not weird, they're lovely boys.
So did you say that your dad went to this school as well?
Yeah, my dad and my uncle as well. Like, they're all in their year and stuff.
So were they ever at all in the lineup of Radiohead?
I don't actually know. I mean, they all play musical instruments themselves, so potentially.
See, I would claim that if I was in the same year as Radiohead and I'd been to one music lesson with those boys...
Yeah, I'm in the band.
I would have said I was once in Radiohead.
Yeah. So have you met them? Do you know them as well?
Yeah, kind of.
Yes, to having Radiohead as family friends, though.
I know.
That's good for, like, weddings and birthdays and things like that in the family. That is really good when you've got, like, a famous in the family.
Yeah, it is quite cool. But, like, yeah, they're really nice.
Have they ever played at your birthday party or anything?
Sadly not.
Oh.
I know. But my granddad has loads of, like, their gold discs around his house. So
yes, to that.
Cool. I know. I always try and get photos of myself with them in the background, like the gold discs.
Yeah, I'd do that.
It's my house, but...
Pretend
yeah,
it's your house.
No.
Chris, if you could have a band as a friend, who would you have?
I think Coldplay would be good, wouldn't it? Because when you think of family occasions, I can see Coldplay, they're versatile.
Yeah.
That's their strength. I can see them doing well at a christening.
Yes.
Likewise, at a wedding, they'd go down great as well.
It's something that everyone can enjoy from all ages.
Whereas, you see, if I went for something like Muse or... Green Day, I'm not sure that
your mum would
my gran
that.
Would like that
no.
so much. But but I think Coldplay sort of stretches along all generations, doesn't it? Mm. So christenings, weddings, funerals, like, they're good for everything. They've got a song for all occasions.
Christmas.
Radiohead would be great for funerals.
They really would.
A family funeral.
Great.
They would be great.
Weddings, not so much. I can't really see them at weddings, yeah. But, you know, definitely funerals.
I'm just trying to think who I would like to be
friends
with.
You must have friends who are in bands. Ollie Mears is your mate. That would be good. Rizzle Kicks. David Hasselhoff.
Really a band. Again, none of them particularly good for funerals.
No.
My name is Ali. Nice to meet you. Not the best.
Down with the Trumpets is not a funeral.
No. Or Mama Do the Hump.
No.
Well, thank you so much for introducing the show today. That is a good fact.
It's okay. Have a good day.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Backstage yesterday at the Teen Awards, I saw Niall and Zane throwing a small foam ball back and forth between them for about 10 minutes. And I thought, wow, I wish I could get that much fun from that.
Is that what it's like backstage for them?
Well, it was just, there's a lot of waiting around and they were really hyped to go on and they were so excited about winning the awards. But yeah, there's a lot of just like, what should we do now? So they're just chatting away. Saw Harry chatting to Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
that was on. And if you want to go to see all the pictures, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You can watch the performances tonight, 8 o'clock, on BBC Three from the brilliant Teen Awards yesterday when they came on just off the scale screaming. That was One Direction, One Thing, and Live While We're Young. Also, all of the 1D boys did a show with us lot, all the Radio 1 DJs, on Saturday. If you want to listen again to that, they're on the BBC iPlayer. Saturday, 8 a.m, starting with Jim McKenney and finishing with Greg in the afternoon. My show was Zane.
And how was it?
It was really good.
How was it for you?
It was good. He was really nervous, like shaking nervous, because normally, as he said on the show, there's the others just shouting and screaming over the top of him. So you don't normally get to hear Zane. So it's actually quite nice to hear what he's got to say about stuff.
Yeah.
We talked about him going to Justin Bieber's house. And breaking his ankle on his skate ramp, which he's got outside his house, as you heard.
Did you play Innuendo Bingo as well?
We played Bingo, yes. That was at 1:45, like it normally is. Only with me and Zayn Malik spitting on each other. He didn't hold back either. You know when new guests sometimes hold back and they're like, oh, I can't spit water?
Yeah.
It's all over me. Like, we were both soaked by the end of it. Really good. And then he talked about how when Justin Bieber came over here, they invited him around to the house. And he just sat there with them eating fried chicken, buckets of it. It's all good.
It's sort of weird to imagine that.
Well, yeah, like you're just at your house in London. Ding dong. Oh, hi, it's Justin Bieber. That's like some KFC. Anyway, all of that's on the show, which was 12 o'clock on Saturday, 12 till 2, me and Zane. But all of the rest are there still to listen to as well, if you'd like a bit of One Direction.
Oh,
What's the curtain?
Darcy Bustle got a new song out with Usher. You know what's coming? Someone's like, you are infuriatingly ignorant. Like you don't know who Darcy Bustle is. Well, sorry, I don't know who everyone is in the whole world. I honestly don't. I'm really sorry.
Elliot says that she was the lead ballerina of the Royal English Ballet a la Billie Elliot.
Yes, she's a famous ballet dancer.
Very famous.
I'm now aware of that, but I don't really follow ballet, so sorry.
It's funny when you said that she was, you thought she was 70. When you first hear that name, you do.
Darcy Bustle.
You assume, don't you?
You do. You think.
She's the sort of woman who has champagne for breakfast.
Yeah, you do. You think.
She pours it over the kumquats.
Yeah, that. Yeah. You think old school, don't you? You think, you know.
Take me to my dressing room, darling.
By the way, Chris, and Scott, but your song, Chris, is amazing. The video, Scott, is brilliant for Skyfall. It's genuinely brilliant.
I'm a good Bond, I think.
No teen award for me, though, I noticed.
No teen award for you, I'm afraid.
What were you expecting to win?
We could have made one up for you.
Male hottie.
Yeah, that would be good.
Best film soundtrack.
Yes. Yeah. That wasn't a category, sadly, this year.
Well, I could have made it up for him.
Have a look on the Radio 1 Facebook. You'll see our unofficial Bond trailer. Now it's time for Real or No Real. Are these real or have they been made up?
If you inhale a pea, it's possible for it to sprout and grow while in your lungs.
I've never tried it.
I can believe this.
I'm worried now.
Why are you worried?
Well, have you inhaled one recently?
Don't think so. Not recently.
You don't have to be sniffing peas, Greg.
Everyone's accidentally had one.
Bad road to go
up
down.
Up the nose?
Yeah, by accident.
How?
Greasy D's. Greasy D's.
Just me in my dressing room late at night with a bag of peas.
Crazy days at uni, hey?
Sometimes they were frozen.
That's not real. That's no real.
No real?
I'm going to say real.
You're an idiot.
Yes, that one is real.
No. I'm scared.
Be careful out there, pea lovers. And next!
Panpipes were first discovered in Scotland on a very windy day back in the 1600s by a keen gardener putting his fence up with hollow wood.
I'm going to say real because I want it to be real.
And Christopher?
I'm going to go real on that one, actually.
I think it's real.
Windy day.
Has to
be. Oh, look,
I want it to be.
Panpipes have been invented in Scotland by wind.
No, that's not real.
Rubbish.
Real, no real. Darcy Bustle isn't 70.
No real.
Next.
In the French translations of Harry Potter, Voldemort's middle name is Elvis.
What?
I've got limited Harry Potter knowledge, so I'm going to say real.
I don't think it is. I don't think Voldemort has a middle name. I think he's one of those.
You know about Potter as well a bit.
I don't know much about Potter, but I know more than you.
There's no harm in saying that.
I don't know much, but I know well of you.
I'm going to say not real.
Yes, that is real.
Oh, Elvis.
I was like, right.
Yeah. And next.
As part of their mating ritual, a bull will occasionally perform a backflip to impress a cow.
Like Aston from JLS.
Yeah, same.
And Lewis Smith, the gymnast.
Do you think he was a bull in a previous life? I'm gonna do a backflip. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say real.
You're gonna say that a bull backflips?
Yeah, it looks at a cow thing.
To impress the cows.
Hello, my darling.
Why not? If I was a bull, I'd learn that trick.
Me too.
To impress the herd.
I don't think they've learnt it yet. I'm saying not real.
No, that's not real.
And one more.
That's a good idea for the next JLS video. Aston teaching a load of bulls how to backflip.
In China, it is acceptable to walk into an IKEA store to relax and take a nap.
Sure. Have a hot dog. Chill out.
Chill. Have some meatballs.
I love the meatballs.
Okay, good. I love the meatballs.
No, I mean, like... Oh, no, sorry. No, I got excited. No, I didn't...
Plenty
of
free parking.
No, not there particularly. I just like the meatballs.
Open late on Thursday.
No, it's not.
There's even a bouncy castle for the kids.
I'm saying not real.
I think real.
Is it okay to go to IKEA?
Yeah, pop to the bed section.
Just to relax in China.
Yes, that is real.
Yes! At the end of that round...
20 each.
Well done, everybody.
Yeah. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Monday, lols. And tomorrow, we're back on. live between 1 and 4. So listen to us while you're having your lunch. Or if you can't, maybe you're at work or school or college, get this free download tomorrow.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.